Welcome back to Cardinal Catch. Once again, this is Luke Wilhelm, your host. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with two of the volleyball players, Kayla Newman and Haley Etter, as we discussed the state of the volleyball team and how the team looks moving forward. But first, I'd like to catch you up on this past week's sporting events and the outcomes of the games, and also look ahead to what's coming up in the next week. Sports recaps from the past week. Volleyball traveled to Walla Walla on Saturday the 13th, a game they lost in four sets. Men's soccer also had one game this week on Wednesday the 10th. They held the game scoreless until Wenatchee scored in the 80th minute to take a 1-0 victory. Women's soccer also traveled to Wenatchee on Wednesday and pulled out a 3-0 victory. They also played host to Yakima Valley on Saturday the 13th, and they won that game 2-0. Keisha Bailey earned her fourth straight win in goal. Worth noting, the basketball team traveled to Colorado over the weekend for an AAU-style preseason tournament. They exited with an unblemished 5-0 record. Now let's hear from the volleyball team and what they have to say about their season so far. All right, I'm here with Kayla Newman, a sophomore from Sandpoint High School, first team all NWAC last season, and Haley Etter, a sophomore from Shadle Park High School, second team all NWAC last year. Thank you for coming in. So far, how's NIC been experience-wise for you, and what is the outlook for you guys in the future?
So far, I've had a really good experience at NIC. I don't have anything that I regret. I'm so happy that I chose NIC, and that being said, I have a huge goal to transfer to a four-year university, so I'm hoping that's the path I'll be on.
Yeah, I've had a great experience too. The campus is beautiful. There's good professors. We have great coaches, and I have the same goal to transfer to a four-year university.
So something that would really help your stock moving forward for bigger universities to look at your play would be a strong postseason showing, something that you guys didn't accomplish to the effect that you might have wanted last season. You were the favorites rolling in. What have you taken from that experience last season and put it towards this year?
I think we just have more knowledge of the process. Last year we kind of were focusing more on the 2 years as a whole, and now that that's coming to an end, we can model what our sophomores did last year to move on, and we're just putting way more, you know, focus and our attention into the next step.
Yeah, last year we rolled through conference play pretty easily, so I think we still got some good looks from coaches, just because we were a good team overall, not really individually at the tournament. But we definitely know that this year we need to peak at the right time at the very end of the year, so we're still growing towards that.
So yeah, you mentioned you guys haven't hit your peak rhythm yet, unlike last season's team that just peaked really early. You guys have kind of hit the bumps in the road here throughout the season, haven't really gotten on a rhythm yet, whether that be the roster turnover, not bringing that many sophomores back, or the injury bug. So what gives you confidence moving forward that you can get on a roll heading into postseason play?
We have a really strong bench, first of all, and we have a lot of faith in each other, I think, this year, that we can throw the bench in and still function as if, you know, it was a starting player. So we do have a couple positions out right now, but we still go hard and we don't take a step back. We don't let it, you know, alter our play.
Yeah, our practices are really intense, so I think that's helped keep our bench really deep. So as long as we have that confidence on the court in each other, I think we'll reach our end goal.
October 30th, do you guys know what that is?
Yes, that's Spokane.
Yes.
If they're still undefeated,
they're home.
At home in Spokane. You guys have lost twice them, albeit they're hard-fought games, really intense.
Yeah.
Again, the injuries kind of played a factor in that as well. Looking back, I'm sure you guys have looked at film those games. What has those taught you? What has Coach Stanley put in that you guys know that you can beat this team?
We did watch film. We did a lot of homework on them. And we did have someone out, which is always a tough situation trying to get that everyone to stick well right before, and it was, what, 2 days before?
Two days before
we had to change how we were going to go about it, but now that we're in the groove, I'm way more confident that we'll take them on their home court.
Yeah, we're really excited to take them on their home court. I mean, they're a really good matchup for us. Clean, good volleyball for both of us. So I think it's just going to be a battle till the very end. But I think we realized from watching film of the last game on our home court, we have the heart and the passion and we want to beat them because of that rivalry, but we have to keep our minds engaged the whole time.
And we almost got them with someone else, so now that we're back in the group, it should be interesting to see if they can keep up.
Your coach said that she plays the most important position, the setting position, so if you can get her back healthy.
Yeah.
What is that, do you guys think that hunger of actually like chasing a team is, like, as opposed to last year, like, you guys are the top dogs, being the underdog and more hungry.
Yeah.
That should definitely help you.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely different. I mean, last year we had a little more pressure on us, I'd say, with the winning streak, you know, keep the streak alive. So now that pressure is on them.
It was. It was totally different. We, every pregame talk was like, I feel like it was undefeated, like
we're not losing.
We're not losing, you know, and we didn't actually focus on getting better, even those, you know, smaller teams that we weren't too worried about. It was still a goal of like, let's get it in three and get out of here. But this year it's more of like, are we getting better every game? Even if it's a loss, like, we're still working towards that.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah, well, hopefully that helps you guys in the end towards accomplishing the goal. Thanks for coming on. Hopefully we can do this again after you guys win the NWAC championship.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, thanks for coming on and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Once again, make sure you go and subscribe to Cardinal Catch. This is Luke Wilhelm, your host, signing off, and we will catch you next time.